Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
He's had songs written about him without asking for it.
Past Quantino, I want it. Now it's time for Past Quantino.
Mythological creatures and sandwiches have been named after him.
Mmm, beefy and Italian.
And he also thought the Devontae Adams trade was going to save the Jets.
The damn Jets.
Welcome back to the show, our then FL insider, Vinny Pasquantino.
All right, it is that time of the week where we do check in with our NFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino. Happy anniversary. First of all, I must say the sleigh ride through the snow is a nice touch, man. Was that planned by you? That was very nice.
Yep, that was planned by me. Did it all on my own. Talked with the concierge a little bit at the hotel, see what was popping out here, and that was recommended. So I'm not allowed to ski. Obviously, it's like number one in the contract is no skiing. So, but I can't get on a sleigh. So that's what I did.
I'm not gonna lie, that looks super romantic, Vinny. That feel like it earned you a lot of points.
Yeah, it's what I do. I'm a romantic at heart. had a nice dinner last night too. So yeah, brownie points galore for me this week.
I don't think I've ever asked. There's no reason why I would have. But now you're talking about being a romantic. How did you propose?
I proposed at Loose Park.
Okay.
On the bridge.
That's a classic spot, man. Classic Kansas City spot.
Yep. So we're just Kansas City. It's Kansas City people.
Now,
that's where we got engaged. So it's great.
So I don't know. Like, it seemed like maybe it was a no photos with cell phones wedding because I didn't see a single shirtless photo.
That's because I did not bring my phone down there. There is a picture though. And if it turns out as good as I think it will, let's just say there's a lot of people in that photo.
Okay.
So wow. When are you going to release it? I can't be teased with this kind of information.
I don't know. I don't know when the wedding photos are going to come out. I mean, the wedding was in like 7 different national magazines. So there's so many different photographers that were there.
Yeah. Do you not have exclusive people photos for your wedding too? Is that wasn't the case?
No. That is the difference between being a superstar baseball player and a decent baseball player right there, folks. That is the difference, biggest one.
Yeah, the other part, though, we noticed was there was Whataburger, like a pop-up Whataburger, and like Whataburger, though, they made like a pop-up restaurant.
Yep, pop-up restaurant. Never seen that at a wedding before. Yeah, it was a Whataburger.
I just hope that was it Jack or James, whoever DM'd you last week. I hope he's happy. There has not a shirtless photo out there yet, as Cody said.
Yeah, no, Jack is because I'm just a jerk. I thought about DMing him and being like, "Hey man, is it okay if I post some photos from the wedding?" Just like, is that okay with you, Jack, or should I just post photos like at the gym or something? Well, I don't know what he wants from me, but I decided to just stay away from it. It's probably not a good thing to do that, but I wanted to.
It gets tempting, I'm sure. I'd be tempted. I'm not going to lie.
I think about Jack way too often these days, if I'm being completely honest. The past 2 weeks, he's just been living rent-free in my head.
Well, I guess Jack got what he want with that one, maybe.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You'll move on. Baseball will take hold here in February, so you'll be all right. Plus, we got NFL playoff time coming around the corner here in no time, which means we'll get your power rankings here in just a minute. But I want to ask you about a couple of the big dogs in the NFC. The Eagles and the Lions. Obviously, the Eagles continue to look good. The Lions lost even more players. Are you worried about the Lions' ability to kind of like last with all these injuries?
Yeah, I am. It's just the tough nature of sports. It's just like injuries can ruin a team. You build your team to be with certain people, especially in football, certain schemes, different things that guys can do. And when you lose that many people, that's terrifying. Now, the good thing is they're still putting up points. So you can score points. That helps you. But, yeah, it's tough. They've dropped in my power rankings. So there's your spoiler. Not far, but they've dropped.
Meanwhile, it was, of course, Buffalo who beat them, and their offense continues to put up a ridiculous amount of points. Their defense, though, has given up 86 points the last couple weeks. Where do you view Buffalo right now? I know, as Cody said, the rankings we'll get to in a second, but just Josh Allen, a lot of people think the MVP is completely over now.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're really good, but I think they've got a defensive coach. Don't you think it'd be weird if you had an offensive coach and you had won two straight games, like 6-3?
Yes.
Like, I think there would be a completely different narrative out there. obviously, they're a really good team. But that's at some point, the dam's gonna break if you keep giving up 40-plus a game, even if you can score 40-plus. Probably not going to be able to do it all the time.
I guess, where are you on QB wins as a stat? Do you attribute those to actual quarterbacks? Is more the team sport thing? Where do you stand on, like, hey, they get the wins, so that counts?
I don't know. I just look at actual wins and losses. I think it's probably a tricky thing, because if your defense gives up a bunch of points, but you – I don't know. That's why I think MVP awards are weird too, because what does it mean? Do you want to just give it to the best player on the best team? Like, I don't know. I just don't really have a strong opinion on it, because it's like in hockey, don't goalies get wins and losses? Like,
yeah.
What if your team doesn't score? What are you supposed to do? So, I don't know. I don't have a strong enough opinion to really speak on it.
Or in Josh Allen's case last week, score 40 and then not get the win, right?
Yeah, but then you look at things that they did in that game, and it's like, why did they QB sneak when they had their three times? Like, even though that's called in, isn't that kind of his fault for running that play? I'm sure he has the freedom to change it if he really wants to. So, obviously, there's no guarantee they're going to win that game, but still, you look at little things like that, and it's like, that's tough.
We're talking to our VNFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino. I'm sure you're wondering, we've avoided the subject for a second. There's not been a lot of times we've had you on the show when the Jets are coming off of a victory. So I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about the Jets.
We're back. 2026, or what year is next year? 2025, we're back. You got to bring him back. You got to bring Devontae back. You got to find a way, because I don't know if you're drafting a quarterback. I don't think Sam Darnold's coming. So we're in for another probably 6-win season next year, but it's really exciting. Really, really exciting. They're playing one of the worst teams in the league, and they looked really good.
Devontae Adams is still really good.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, you have Garrett Wilson on the other side too. Like, it helps both of them. It's just, I don't know. Their defense also gave up a bunch of points to Mac Jones. No offense to Mac Jones, but he hasn't really proven he can put up a lot of points. So the Jets defense is surprisingly awful, which sucks, but the offense looks pretty good lately. Pass protection's pretty good. They don't run the ball worth crap, but when Rodgers looks like that, they can win, they can win games. They scored more than 30 points for the first time all year.
The Chiefs have only done that once, so don't feel bad. But since when you look at, and I want to ask you a couple of Chiefs-related questions here in just a second, but first, it seems like we're talking Jets and the documentary comes out today. Are you watching that Aaron Rodgers documentary today?
No, I will not be watching that. He's the quarterback of my team, but he's not a friend of mine, so I'm not really going to watch his documentary on him going to Costa Rica and doing ayahuasca. Not my cup of tea. But okay. For those that it is, happy for you.
What's on Netflix these days for you?
I've been watching The Blacklist a lot. I'm almost done with it. I've got 4 episodes left. I've got to find a new show after that. So I like shows that have a ton of seasons that I can just dive into.
There's a Hallmark movie you should watch, Vinny. I don't know if you've heard. That's right. Yeah, my car is in it for about 2 seconds. My side of my face for about a half second. Chiefs Hallmark movie. Yeah, you should definitely watch it. The wife will love that.
Yeah. Okay.
Feels like a maybe.
Cody mentioned the Chiefs, though. How many times we've had you on the show, we've been talking about Patrick Mahomes having an ankle injury, and we've reached that point in the time of the season where, unfortunately, he once again has an ankle injury, and that's the number one story in Kansas City, as you can imagine, this week is he going to play Saturday? Should he play? What's the recovery like? As someone that has had injuries, I'm not asking you to exactly deal with his particular injury, but just how do you see this week playing out as any athlete that's trying to rehab from something and knowing that there's the balance of protecting yourself, but also, I'm sure, he, of course, wants to be out there on Saturday?
I don't know. I don't think there is such a thing as protecting yourself as an athlete. That's on the trainers and the coaching staff to do that. Like, if I think I can go, I'm going to go. And if I don't think I can go, like, I'm basically on my deathbed. And I'm saying I'm. Like, that's the general consensus. Except for the linebacker for the 49ers. But I mean, that's kind of your job. Like, you get paid to go out there and do your thing as best as you can. And a lot of times you're not 100% healthy, especially at this part of the year in football. Like for us, you know, once you hit like July, August, September, like nobody's 100% healthy. Obviously, this is a strange case for the Chiefs because the one seed is all but locked up. What, do you got to win two games to automatically get the one seed?
Yes.
Or if the Bills lose one and right, you guys win one. So I don't know. It probably depends on the severity of it. Of what they feel like they can, you know, do they feel like, I mean, it's tough three games. Maybe they don't necessarily want to put them out there and show those teams that they might be playing soon what the team looks like. I don't know if there's any sort of gamesmanship or strategy to that, but he's going to be doing whatever he can to be on the field.
Somebody, by the way, on the text line is warning you're going to hate the ending of the blacklist. So I'm just preparing you now. I don't know. They're warning. They're warning that the finale might not be good. What is? I guess like you had an injury, and certainly like the dynamics between different players. But like, let's just say Bobby said, "I'm playing," because he's Patrick Mahomes, right? Like the level of player and the dynamic between it. Can a coaching staff? Does anyone ever really stand in the way of a player like that? If Mahomes is like, "I'm playing," I don't really care what you say.
You think Bobby played 161 last year because the coaching staff wanted him to play 161?
No, he's just like, I'm playing and you can't take me out.
Yeah, he DH'd once. You look at Sal as well. You look at guys like that. Like, there's a reason they're out there as much as they are, right? It's because that's their job. They know it. It's what they think. Like, it's what they are good at, is being out there every day. It's not the argument I can make because I get hurt every year, apparently, which I'm working on, by the way, working on trying to figure out how to stop that. But like, those guys don't want days. It doesn't, in their minds, it doesn't make them better to have a day off, because sometimes days off are more stressful than days on, because you're not sure if you should get ready for the game at what certain point. So like, for them, just staying in that everyday routine is better for them. And sometimes that's probably tough on coaching staffs, but that's the job of the player, is to make the coach's job hard, because you're ready to go every single day.
All right, here comes the music. A little power ranking from Vinny Pasquantino. Right. Let's hear the top five latest power rankings heading into Week 16.
The Chiefs are number one. The Eagles are number two. The Bills are number three. The Lions are number four. And to be honest, those are my four. There's a whole bunch of teams that could be five. Like, I think the Steelers are still pretty good. I know they got beat. I guess I'm going to go with the Vikings at five, with the Packers being five, six. That's where I'm going to go. That division's really good. The what is it? The NFC North?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I keep wanting to call it the NL Central, but that's not what it's called.
Right.
NFC North.
So Chiefs, Bills, Eagles, Lions, Packers?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. But also, this just reminded me, I've been doing this show for, this is my third year doing the show, right?
Yeah.
The Chiefs have won two Super Bowls. Like, I don't know if anybody's ever connected those dots, but I just want to let you know that that's just a fact. So you're welcome, Kansas City.
That's a great point. I hadn't thought about the connection. Alex and I pointed out a bunch of times, we have been to three Chiefs Super Bowls. They've won all three. The only one we didn't go to was Tampa Bay. You know, so.
Well, you guys will have fun in Louisiana this year, down in New Orleans.
We've already joked with the boss. We're like, hey, if they make it, we don't go. Just, it's on you. It's on you if this team doesn't three-peat. So the boss is well aware of that. That's true. I guess, Vinny, as long as the Chiefs keep winning Super Bowls, then you obviously got to keep staying on as our NFL insider. Last one for you, though, just heading into the final couple weeks of the season, do you have, out of these perceived wild card teams, you know, it looks like on the AFC it's going to be the Broncos and Chargers as two of them. We'll see NFC. Maybe it's the Commanders, something like that. Is there any outside of your top five that you could see making a run during the postseason as things stand right now?
Well, I think the out of the AFC, probably the Broncos. The Chargers, have they beaten anybody good?
No.
No offense. Not to be hot takey sports radio, but they haven't really beaten anybody good. The Broncos seem like they're probably the best poised to make a run out of one of those spots, just because – seems like Bo Nix is playing pretty good. Their defense is pretty good. And I only say their defense is good because Pat Surtain's like the best corner in the league. And that's my only evidence that their defense is good. Haven't seen a whole lot of Broncos football this year, but they have Pat Surtain. He's a very good football player. So I'm going to go with them in the AFC, and then in the NFC, I'm going to go with my Packers. They run the ball, and I like Josh Jacobs quite a bit.
That's a good choice. I think the Packers are a sneaky NFC title game.
The Lions are kind of in trouble.
They're so banged up.
Like, they're so banged up, and they could get the 5 seed. Like, not to bring up old stuff, but you don't want Jared Goff playing outside in the cold.
No, it's a fair point. That has absolutely been discussed. They've played so many of their games indoors, even just the way that whole division has multiple games, obviously, between the Vikings and Lions, where they're already playing indoors. So the Lions team is only – somebody put out the stat, Cody. What is it? The Lions only playing outdoors like five times, something like that, this entire season? It's crazy.
Yeah, especially with David Montgomery going down. That hurts their run game a bit. You want to stay inside if you're them.
All right, Vinny, we appreciate it, man. Enjoy the weekend, and it sounds like maybe you finally have a weekend to relax a little bit after all this traveling. So.
No, it is go time in terms of getting ready for the season now. When I get home tomorrow night, it is officially go time. Are we doing this next Tuesday? It's Christmas Eve, huh?
Christmas Eve, we're off. Do you want to come on Monday instead?
I'm really more of a Tuesday guy, but I guess I can do Monday.
We'll figure it out. Thanks, man.
All right, we'll see you guys.